The U.S. Department of Energy is trying to find better ways to dispose of nuclear waste, and they're enlisting Ohio State University to help. The DOE this week said it will give OSU $10 million to create one of four sites to research new nuclear waste storage. Jerry Frankel is a professor of material sciences at OSU. He's leading the project involving several colleges and laboratories. Thanks for your time this morning, sir.
Thank you.
So you're trying to find ways that nuclear waste might be converted into stable solids that are less likely to degrade. What does nuclear waste generally look like?
Well, see, there are generally two types of nuclear waste. There's waste from power plants, from power reactors, and that waste is in the form of spent nuclear fuel. Then there's a lot of waste that exists as a result of this country's efforts to make nuclear weapons during the Cold War. And that waste takes different forms. Most of it exists in underground tanks in two locations, in eastern Washington State and also in South Carolina. That waste in the tanks is largely liquid, but also sludge. It's called sort of semi-solid.
How big of an issue is nuclear waste storage? This is obviously something the Department of Energy is interested in, but is it something that the average person should worry about or think about?
Well, storage is one thing. Disposal is another, right? We need to deal with this waste. Regardless of what you think of nuclear power or nuclear weapons, the waste exists, right? We have this waste, and it's present, and we have to deal with it in a safe way. And so that would be a permanent disposal in a repository that will keep it sort of segregated from humans for very long periods of time, right? So that would be hundreds of thousands of years, maybe even up to a million years would be required to keep humans safe from the waste. And that's a very long period of time.
Yeah, that's a very, very long period of time. What type of material could possibly store nuclear waste for that long?
Well, a large part of that, the protection would be provided by the geology. So there will be some underground repository. And so, as I say, a lot of the defense of the waste would be from sort of this natural barrier, we call it. But then there are engineered barriers as well. And what's required there is metal canisters that would be very resistant to the environment.
You're getting $10 million to research new methods for storage. Is there anything cutting edge that you're hoping for, or kind of pie in the sky goals for this research effort, things that don't exist now that maybe you would like to?
We'll be looking at metals that might be used for canisters or containers, but also the waste forms themselves. Inside the canisters would be the waste, and the waste has different forms. A lot of the tank waste will be turned into a glass. It'll be what we call vitrified, turned into a solid glass form. So we'll be looking at glass waste forms and at ceramic waste forms. So the form of the material that will exist inside these containers.
Glass and ceramic nuclear waste. Who knew? Jerry Frankel is a material sciences professor at Ohio State. He's leading a project to find better ways to store nuclear waste. OSU is getting a $10 million federal grant to start a new research effort here. Thanks again for your time, sir.
Thank you.